Hello.
You're good. I'm all right. No, you're good. You can say.
Hi.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Thanks for sending that check.
Oh, you're welcome.
Did you talk to Megan?
No, I didn't.
She told me she'd talk to you, but she was only inclined to talk about medicine because that's really her role here.
Okay.
But she also said that she knows Set Free by the Sea, and she's definitely not in favor of me doing anything remotely like that.
Okay. What was her thinking?
That I need stability and that I'm not an addict. She thinks that I just need to get back into a normal routine as much as possible. But she also thinks that I should be working. Ted pretty much said the same thing.
Okay. Did
I think I shouldn't go back to our church.
Okay. Did you mention the abuse to them, though?
No, I mean.
I mean, that's what's confounding.
I don't know how to mention the. I mean, I tell them that you say that I'm abusing you.
Yeah, but do you like just tell it like a narrative where you just tell like what you did and what you said, not telling them what my perception or my opinion or my reading of it was or how I'm labeling it, but if you just like just tell them the words you said and what you did.
Well, I do that as much as good as I can do. Yeah, I do that.
And you say to them, like, I stalk my wife down a hallway to evade the communication boundaries that she set up after telling me many times that she was fearful of my presence and used a harsh tone to try to make her ashamed of having a man over in our kitchen. And the licensed clinical social worker who happened to hear from the next room was fearful for her safety based on the tone that I used. Like, is that how you tell it? Or do you say, she says that I'm being abusive.
Tell that story, but I told them about when we were at the law's house and I forgot about the church, but I was not trying to make you fearful and I wouldn't do that to you.
Right, but is that what you said to them? I wasn't trying to make her fearful and I would never do that to you? Or did you say, she
I
said
didn't tell
to
them
me,
that story.
She said to me that you need to stop blaming and shaming and manipulating. And if you want to talk about the children's education, we can do that. If the next words out of your mouth are trying to make me ashamed, then I'm going to have to ask you to leave because this is upsetting the children. And the next words out of your mouth were, I know, but the next words out of your mouth were, it's not about that. It's about you need to be able to talk to me in order for us to co-parent. You had no right to enroll them in school without consulting me. And I said, okay, well, that's not actually talking about the children's education. That's trying to make me feel guilty about what I did. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And you said, well, I'm their father.
Yeah,
you had no right to enroll them in school without consulting me. And I said, I would like you to leave now. And I'm going to ask Kevin to back me up on that. And then when you went and talked with Kevin on the porch and Brianna asked you to leave, You looked at Kevin and you said, I thought this was your property too, man. And then I messaged you
Yeah,
that
she was
that
trying
was
to
the reason.
represent that I wasn't welcome there, and I was. Kevin and I were talking.
No, I know, but she's a female, and she was uncomfortable.
And
That's
I
something
left.
that normal men want. No, you turned to Kevin, and you said, I was of the opinion this is your property too, man. You already
I don't
knew
recall
that
saying that, but we were engaged in a conversation that he was engaging in with me. It wasn't not welcome.
I know, but
was
he
welcome.
wasn't. He's
So
a male. He doesn't need to feel fearful of you. He's male. The females on the premises were fearful and uncomfortable. And that's a normal thing for a chivalrous man to want to protect females from. You were not in protect
I don't
female
know how
mode.
else
You
to
were not
tell
in
you.
chivalry mode.
I left when you asked me to leave, and I left when she asked me to leave.
That's not
So.
truthful. That's not truthful. You did not ask when I, you did not leave when I asked you to leave.
Yes, I did. That's why I was
No,
on the front
that's not.
of their property on the porch with Kevin.
No, no. When I asked you to leave, you stood there and you, again, told me that you had the right and I should have no right and I shouldn't have. After I asked you to leave.
You're talking about the school. You're talking about enrolling our kids in school without telling me.
I know, but I'm talking about
totally different.
You had been there. You had been there for 45 minutes saying the same thing over and over, Dustin. And I told you that I was happy to talk to you about the children's education now that we had a third party. But if you were only going to continue trying to shame and blame me,
I'm not trying to shame you.
In front of Simon, when Simon was emotionally upset that adults were not caring for him, but instead were speaking with harsh tones toward one another. Like, I'm just saying, it's not like you showed up and you said that, and I said leave and you left. It's
That
like
is
you had
exactly
been
what
warned
happened.
and warned and warned that people were
That's exactly
uncomfortable
what
with your
happened,
demeanor.
Erin.
No, it's not.
And there needs to be a forum, honestly, where I can voice my opinion about what happens with their
Yes.
kids, and it should be in advance of making the decision. That's all I was
Dustin,
saying, and it wasn't
you're not taking
unreasonable.
Ownership of the fact that you were already engaging in these types of aggressive, manipulative, shame-shifting, blaming behaviors that are ugly and scary for women. And every man who sees it
And
sees that it is scary for a woman to be spoken to that way. Every woman who sees it sees that it's scary to be spoken to that way. And if you saw another man speak to another woman that way, you would notice that
what
it was
way?
Aggressive with the tone of voice that you do, with the entitlement that you do, with the judgment that you do, with the blame that you do. It's very, very, very belittling, and it's very scary. And so if you don't give it the full context of, hey, this has been going on since 11th grade, and it's really dark and it's really ugly and it's really been effective for me in getting my wife to let me do some things that are really destructive to our family without any accountability. And when she asked me to leave, I still stood there asserting my right to have a forum, to have decisions about my children that are major come by me before they just do it without my knowledge or consent. Like,
That's
after
the
you've been asked
conversation
to
that
leave
I came there
because
to have, and I asked you, or I made those statements,
I
and
have
you
to go.
asked me to leave, and I did leave. I did. This is not.
No, you didn't. You stood there and you did it again. And it wasn't until I said, I'm going to ask Kevin to back me up on this, that you left.
Okay,
and it was the same thing with Brianna. Brianna asked you to leave, and you didn't care. You had every right to be there, regardless of how
I
uncomfortable
left when
Erin
Brianna
was.
Asked me to leave the front porch,
no,
and I was welcome on the front porch
Kevin,
because we were
and
sitting in their
you turned
furniture,
to Kevin,
and
and you
Kevin was
said,
talking to me.
You turned to Kevin, and you said, I was of the impression this was your property too, man.
Great. And he said, yeah, let's go, and I left.
But he was appalled that you wouldn't respect his wife on her own, being uncomfortable with your behavior, and she was appalled
okay.
that you would not respect on your own the fact that she was uncomfortable with your behavior. That's objectively appalling. And you've done that to me for years, and you've gotten really comfortable doing it. I'm just saying that what you're painting for them is a really, really innocent man who's really being loving and really being reasonable and has a reasonable concern that any good father would have about caring very much about his children's education.
Warn them that they needed to ignore me and... I just don't know what else to do, honey, but I have to listen to their advice about not losing my mind, and they need me to have stability.
But do you understand that what that does...
To continuing to work on myself. And
but do you understand that right now you're defending some pathological behavior that you did at Kevin and Brianna's house? That's a sin problem.
I don't. We actually discussed this, and I don't think that the professional psychologists that I have hired think that I'm. I don't think that they think that I'm aggressive. I don't think that they think that I'm.
You're not presenting it, Dustin.
I don't think that they think.
You're not presenting any of that. You're not presenting. You're telling
Aaron,
me right now that when your wife
asked
you to leave the law house, you left. And you're telling me right now that when Brianna asked you to leave the law house, you left. Those are two lies, two consecutive lies that represent that you are the pillar of male respect for females. When a woman asks me to leave, even though I have every right to be the best father in the world and care about my children and shouldn't have decisions made without my consent, irregardless of my complete entitlement to presence and shaming my wife, as soon as she spoke the word, I immediately left because I'm so respectful.
So
like,
wrong. The only reason I was there
that you left when I asked you to leave, and then you just
you
told me that
me
you left when Brianna
to
asked
you to
leave.
People.
But two lies in a row. You left when I asked you to leave. Lie. You left when Brianna asked you to leave. Lie. Those are two big, huge lies that cover up the fact that you were behaving aggressively, and it was scary.
I'm very, very sorry.
But how are you going to get better if you're telling people different stories?
I am going to continue to go to therapy. I'm going to continue to represent you as my wife, as somebody that I care about, whose opinion means more to me than anybody else on the planet.
What about CA?
He's
way more objective than I am. He's way
he's
more experienced than
objective.
I am.
He's extremely
he's more than I am. He's not the person who's been abused by you. I'm just saying, like...
I am being advised that we should not interact with... Or I should not, at least, interact with that church anymore, which is sad to me, but...
It is, because what that does is it stops you from having to deal with your guilt over sin. That's what you have.
I have lots of guilt over sin that I have done to you and I've expressed to you, and I...
No, you've got lots of behaviors that you're pretending are what emotionally wounded me. You want to pretend that you're sorry that you neglected me.
The
but you don't want to take...
me is that we certainly do need counseling and that it would be extremely harmful to not see a licensed therapist. And that we need to consider doing that if we're going to work together.
But we don't have marital problems, Dustin.
I mean, it's either a marital problem or it's not. But
they're imagining that this is a communication problem. I want
to
control you. You want to control me. I'm hurt. You're hurt.
I don't want
to control you. We need to both own our part of it. And reality is you've abused your wife. And if somebody tells you that and you want
to
deny it, but there's nothing wrong with the truth that other people have told you. There's no reason. There's no reason to deny that you blame shifted and you denied and you lied in front of people's faces. There's no reason to say that it's their fault that you're feeling grief.
I don't.
Right now, it's not their fault that you're feeling grief over your sin. It's not their fault. They didn't do anything wrong.
I don't think that it's anybody's fault that I feel grief over sin. I don't think that.
Then why would you want, I'm just saying, like, literally name one thing that Aaron has ever pointed out in you that he was wrong about.
He can't point anything out. Never will point anything out.
You just told a lie, and you just told another lie.
He told me that I should quit my job and that I shouldn't speak to Julie, and I should have listened to him. But.
Okay, so the very first advice he gave you, he was right about, and you didn't follow it. But then an elaborate scheme of cover-ups followed, and that elaborate scheme of cover-ups included some really creepy stuff that he hadn't seen before. I'm just saying, you're admitting that the first thing he told you was right. I know, I'm just saying, if there was anything Aaron said that was off base, then this would all make sense. But when literally, no, like, you can't name one.
Just because he didn't.
You can't.
I've got to go to class right now, honey. But he spoke in a lot of generalities without being able to provide any examples.
That's not true.
Work through.
That's not true. He was so specific.
So happy.
He showed up in his office and he said, "We know that you're not going to quit your job, and it's amazing that you have a wife who's willing to work through this with you, even though you're still working very closely with the woman who you cheated on her with. Here's what I want you to do this week. I want you at some point in the next 7 days to sit down and brainstorm ways that, okay, you're leaving your house at what, 6 a.m.? Brainstorm ways that you could leave your job at 4:30 p.m. And that would get you down to a 50-hour work week." And you said, "I'm not doing that."
Okay.
Like, you're wanting to say that he wasn't
worked
specific
less
enough.
And I should have.
And the second week, his assignment, okay, you didn't do what I asked you to do. You're not willing
to
even think about ways.
I need to stop right now because I have to go to class.
Okay, but saying that Aaron spoke in generality
is
speaking a generality about him. That's not true. It's not true. It is a generality about Aaron, and it's not true about him. But what he did for you was give you some really concrete steps that were, every single one of them, completely spot on, without exception.
I'm sorry. I got to get going. But I'll continue to get counseling, and as much as you can help me with it, I will be very grateful. I'm going to have to make some decisions about where I live, and I have to make them informed based on what people are saying is going to keep me going. But I'm doing it all out of my best idea of how to be good for you.
Well, and you're going to have to let go of the delusion that Aaron spoke in generalities. You're going to have to let go of the delusion that he was ever off base about something. Because the behavior that you took in the church hallway is the behavior that I've been experiencing behind closed doors for 15 years. And that anniversary letter you wrote to me, where you come up with all these cute things to be sorry about, like not respecting my domestic abilities, like, that's a euphemism for "I knocked you to the ground and bruised you."
I don't recall ever doing that, quite honestly.
It happened. It happened. Like there's no way that you're blocking out all the physical violence that happened.
What?
There's no way that you could possibly block out all the physical violence, particularly at South 18th Street and particularly at Stanley Drive. It was so
You're catching
commonplace
me when
and
I
so
literally
routine.
have to go, and I have honestly, I have no idea what you're talking about, but
It was so
it,
routine for us that I can't even like tell you all the situations, but literally dozens of times that you wrestled me down on a bed and got in my face and told me I was crazy or out of line or
I can't get into that with you because I don't recall it, and I have to go, or I'm going to be in trouble here. I'm already late.
Okay.
I love you very much. I'm sorry that we are in this place. I gotta go
All
though.
right.
I'm sorry.
All right, bye. Bye.